And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. These are words from Paul's letter to the Philippians that I cherish, because about 18 years ago, while going through discernment to become a deacon, Bishop Curry suggested that I take one unit of clinical pastoral education, CPE, at a hospital. So I became an intern in CPE at Rex Hospital. As I have shared before, I felt such a strong calling to be a hospital chaplain where I could reach out to people who were sick and dying. My main downfall was my own fear of death. So the idea of working in a hospital was terrifying for me. The director of pastoral care at the hospital told our class that we would have to begin doing overnight duty. And we were all assigned one night, even before beginning classes. Sort of like throwing you in the deep end to see if you could swim. When I was paged to a code blue in ICU at 2 a.m., my heart was literally in my throat. They were not able to resuscitate the patient, and I was asked by the nurse to go meet with the patient's wife, who was on her way back to the hospital. I stood there outwardly looking calm, but inside literally screaming a prayer to God to help me to know what to do, what to say. And at that moment, a loving sense of peace washed over me as I stood there. It was so profound, so real, and I still remember how powerful it was. I felt as if I could reach out and touch it. I felt God's presence. I knew immediately that I was not alone and that I could be a chaplain because I wasn't doing it on my own. I had God's help. And because of that experience, I continued on and completed two-year residencies amounting to 9 units of CPE. I have been with over 200 people at the sacred moment of their passing. It took me a while, but I finally came to understand that my fear of death was the fear of going into the fullness of time alone. And now I knew for certain that at that time, I would not be alone. Isn't it true that the presence of another person in our frightful situations can lessen our fears? Walk in an unknown dark place by yourself and you are afraid. Hold someone's hand while you are in that dark place and fears ebb. If we are comforted by the presence of a mere human being who might be less strong and brave than ourselves, how much more will we be comforted by the sworn presence of the reigning Christ? This is the path towards peace and comfort. So how do we free ourselves from the ravages of incessant worry, especially during this time of COVID-19. Paul tells us to be joyful. We are to rejoice. We are to show a gentle attitude towards everyone. We are not to worry. We are to pray and to ask God for what we need, and we are to ask God with a thankful heart. Now, I'll be honest with you and myself and suggest that doesn't sound easy or even doable. But when you realize that Paul is writing these hopeful words to the church in Philippi from prison, maybe we can adjust our thoughts to listen more attentively. He is not a stranger to hardship or anxiety. He does not write to these faithful but struggling Christians from a place of certainty and safety. But Paul has learned that true peace is not found in finding a perfect place of safety, a place where we can be insulated from the challenges and heartaches that sometimes visit our lives. There is of yet no such place, except perhaps in our imagination. But he does know that those who surrender their toxic worry and choose to live from the heart of Christ can be joyful, no matter where the stresses of life might find us. This peace of God is not a form of magical or wishful thinking. As I had mentioned earlier, if you have ever experienced it, you know that it is as real as the sunrise. The peace of God is not an antidote to our grief and pain, but it is a loving force that stands watch over us when we are most vulnerable and afraid. And because this is a deep truth of our lives in Christ, we need never be poisoned by unnecessary worry ever again. This looks more realistic when we believe that God's peace is on duty, and we do not, in times of distress, have to continue to scan the horizon for signs of new threats. We can instead persevere with a hope that cannot be taken away by fear, grief, or pain. No matter what our circumstances are, Paul tells us we can be joyful if we hold Christ in our hearts. These are not words or thoughts uttered into empty space. These are words that go directly to the heart of God in Christ, whose peace stands sentry watch over us when we are in distress. So, wherever you find yourself on the spectrum during this second week of October, let us remember Paul's words. Rejoice in the Lord always. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.